I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You're standing beside me. Whoa.
Is that right? Because that feels like I'm seeing more neck.
I don't need my phone. I just need it to be on charge because I'm going through it.
Wait, why are you doing this?
When I came here before, I didn't have one mic between us.
Yes, yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Oh my God, Julie.
This is literally video evidence.
No, she's right.
She's right.
Is she?
Yeah.
Wait, did we have two mics? You have two mics there.
I'm sick and tired of women being told that they're wrong.
Stop that. Wait, but hold on. Wait 1 second. So see when we did the Top Boy episode, yeah? There was two mics over there.
I was even... Savage was sitting there.
But wasn't someone sitting next to you?
21 Savage was there. And then I was...
Was you on, wasn't there someone?
Here. I was there and I had a mic. I remember because I was thinking, why am I so close to the mic? I remember it. I remember.
Was it Mitch in that episode as well, though?
No, it was me, you, and Savage.
I don't know.
I believe her because she left the
Savage
R&D
wasn't
out.
In the Top Boy episode.
I remember. Huh?
He wasn't in that Top Boy episode.
I wasn't in it.
It was Mitch?
No. Yeah, I'm sure it was me, you, and Mitch, and...
Do you know what I hate? When people discuss something that you can just look at.
Go on, then.
Go on, then.
Just, you can look it up. I just gave you my phone. What do you want? What do you want to win if you're right? What's the beef right now? Is it that it was Savage or is it that I had my own mic? What's
I,
which
I got no beef.
Both. I got both beefs.
You just have to give me guesses to everything that you're doing.
What's that, burbs?
A little bit.
Is it?
You just have to give me guesses to everything that you're doing.
Guess list? You know what? People don't know they have guesses to my... I just think it's dumb. There's no one that knows me that should think, oh, I don't know if I've got guesses to Julie's event. You've definitely got a guess list.
No.
Unless I say... Yo, brah, ba 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 ba. Otherwise, just roll. I was like, at the show the other day, my friend Courtney was like, I didn't want to bother you, so I went home. I was like,
yeah, Julie is 100 million percent right.
Of course, Julie cares about details.
She is so 100% right.
Chucky, you look nice as well, you know.
The part that you was a bit wrong on is that it was nice. Mitch, but you both had a microphone.
You look nice.
Huh?
You look nice.
Do I? I ain't even got a trim, no.
Never.
Just say thank you.
Yeah, we give thanks every day. Thank you. Thank you.
It was yes. Mitch.
So do you.
I'm tired of women being proven wrong.
Julie's
it
here,
Mitch,
everyone.
Mic, yes.
Huh?
It was Mitch, but the mic thing I was right about.
Yeah. You're just wrong about Mitch.
Okay, but do
and not all light skin people look the same.
Jeez.
It's a mess. Let me sit over here.
Only the one with
yeah, why are you doing
eyes?
This? Why are you acting like you don't know, man?
Can you do my intro again, please?
No.
Julie's here, everyone!
Yay! I feel like I'm home. Oi. I love Chip away.
Do you know what I was saying? Because these two were sitting in the dark here, and I was like, you know what? Maybe one day we should do a dark M. Was it AMSR? AMSR.
Why did you tell him? It was funny.
ASMR.
That way. No,
ASMR.
That's not right.
We should do a dark ASMR podcast. I'm on that. What are you saying?
A dark ASMR.
Yeah, like, so we just sit in the dark and we whisper.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. See?
I just want to know, as a consumer,
I hear some singing.
Is it 15 minutes before you're like, alright, this is annoying now.
No, but you, no. It depends. It depends. It depends how people consume YouTube. Like if that, if I was in my yard and I put that on the TV and was just moving around my house and I could just hear that, it'd be quite nice.
But you and Jamie are special subjects. Yeah. I'm talking for the demographic of people that happen to be quite more common. If I heard the Yin Yang song, Wait Till You See My for 10 minutes, I wouldn't have liked it. But 3 minutes, 21 seconds, whatever it is.
Yeah, but we're talking in the pod. Crazy. Isn't it? Huh? We'd be talking. It wouldn't just be making noise.
But they were rapping.
There'd be a conversation happening in the ASMR pod.
Exactly.
I was going to take my shit.
And that's a big, yeah, you go for it.
Oh my God, I just remembered.
Would you remember?
What's that?
You asked me for guests to an event and I said no.
You did.
Did you really?
Yeah. You but there's obviously a reason. No. But explain why I said no.
Oh, do you remember? I can't remember.
Because I said the last event that I did, it was like, I'm paying for it. So if you can buy a ticket, I'd like if you bought one.
Okay.
But obviously, if my brother says to me, I can't get a ticket, I say, cool, you're on guest list.
No, I sent money to my cousin and he can validate to get a ticket.
See?
So it's all resolved in
that. That's the only reason why, if you ask me for guest list, I won't give it to you. Otherwise, guest list for everybody.
People sometimes forget that giving guest list sometimes is an indirect way of the promoter paying for the person to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So
break that down though for people that don't understand that.
We as a promoter pay for stuff. It's not free. So everything that you are experiencing when you come into the venue is being paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, there's a certain capacity. We're allowed a certain amount of people inside the venue.
Before you start losing money.
Before you start losing money. Yeah. So every time that we put somebody on the guest list, we're taking up space.
Yeah, we've taken a space that costs money. So they've said you've got 400 people that can come here and you can make, if you charge them, let's say £10 each, you can make £4,000. But if you say, okay, 20 people guess this, now you can only make £3,800.
Right.
And so whenever someone says, can I have guest list, especially if there's still tickets on sale, I think, just go and buy a ticket. If there's no tickets and it's sold out, I'll give you a guest list.
Do you know what I tend to do? I tend to buy a ticket, but I just ask for, if I can get the VIP ban or whatever.
Same.
Then if I can avoid the queuing.
Same, same.
That's me.
Yeah.
But I got a ticket though.
Yeah. I'm exactly the same.
You don't buy it. There's no guest list for my YouTube video, but we entertain you. So guess what? Guest list me up and I'm not paying because you didn't pay for that.
Wow. You watched it.
Yes. Wow. That feels right. My events, you know what happens. Drinks free, everything's free.
Yeah, but if you got a brand sponsor, that's fine. But if, like, everything that I've just done over the last month, I paid for it myself. Yeah. Like right now, when people send me their invoice, I'm paying it.
Yeah, there you go.
Julie, my bank account.
We've been doing this for years over here.
Bro, I'm just saying. So all I'm saying is, if your friend's got an event on, before you ask for guest list, buy a ticket.
See if the tickets are available.
Because all my brothers know, if you buy a ticket, when you get there, you're going to get VIP treatment. You sit at the front.
You're good.
You sit, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. You're not going to queue even. If my brother's in a queue, you're not queuing, but just buy a ticket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because no, otherwise, you're basically saying, Julie, can you lend me £20?
Right then.
And not even lend.
Can you give me? Do we know each other like that? That's the first thing. Do we even know each other like that?
This is a very good point, you know. Yeah. I mean, I'm still letting everyone know I'm asking for free guest list forever. But this is a very good point.
Wow.
Yeah. Nah, do you know? I'll get the ticket.
Just know, every time someone has put you on guest list, they gave you money.
That money.
And just know that every time I promoted their event, I gave them money.
Oh, you promote, yeah?
Why not?
Let me see your content.
Why not?
What kind of are you shooting? What camera are you shooting on? Content?
4K on my new iPhone. I see you got the old one because you asked for the old charger. Let's just go and get...
But you know what? The difference is you are just like, you are taking it upon yourself to just promote.
No, I've been a prick. You lot are right. Fully right.
Right. No, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Fully right.
But in Poet's defense, what I will say is, when you work in our industry, you become like them. If I went back through my bank account now and looked at how much money I've given to the industry, it's a lot of money.
Right.
Like, if you think about how many shows you've gone to, how many parties, after a while, you are actually paying more than the average fan. It's not like you're just a fan of X person. You have to go to everybody's thing.
Yeah,
that's true. A lot of money.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think guest list 40% of the time is fine.
Can I say this as well? Don't buy a ticket if you have no intentions of coming, though. Because sometimes what some people do...
Let me land.
Allow me to land.
Because I know what he's going to say.
Some people say...
What the fuck is landing?
No, but hear what I'm saying. Yeah. Some people say, like, I bought a ticket to support your thing.
That's nice.
Yeah, which is nice, but they're not coming.
But they're not coming.
But it's like, so you know what?
So now it's an empty seat.
It's an empty seat.
Now my thing's looking mad. Everyone got a ticket, but imagine everyone did that.
Hey, remember? Hey, you saw what happened when 50 did that to Ja Rule?
Oh
Oh, that was too funny.
He bought out the whole. He bought out the whole front row. Huh?
He bought the front row of the show.
Yeah, or more than that.
Yeah, but I thought he said, like, obviously he's a villain, isn't it? So they just made it up, but it wasn't actually true. I don't know if it's true. It's a good. Like, it's a good thing to say about 50, though.
The thing is, though,
if people didn't imagine you have a whole show and what no one buys the front, it's not a comedian.
It's true.
I'll be real. It better be true because I saw the video evidence.
Oh, so, you did?
Yeah. It looked mad.
It was mad.
Why people didn't take it upon themselves to just move forward is mad to me anyway. What, like after a certain point, you've got to think, right, no one's coming, let me just go forward.
Nah, but then you go forward, now they're telling you, excuse me, can you get back in your seat now? It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I hear it. Still.
Yeah. But yeah, so like Chucky said, obviously, buy a ticket and come, innit? That's the goal.
That's the goal.
Buy a ticket and come.
Second
goal is you buy a ticket and try to come. Third goal is, that's it, actually.
But the first thing is you buy a ticket and then ask for the VIP if you can.
Yeah.
Buy a ticket, yo, is it all right if I can, the queuing thing's a bit.
It's a bit, yeah,
cool, I got that. That's fine. Yeah. That's the first one.
Yes.
If not, just buy the ticket.
Yeah.
If not, buy the ticket and try to come.
Yeah.
Can I just say, throw something in the equation though?
Oh, no.
God knows, I would never ask someone for guest list that's not my bridging like that. Never. I will go and pay for the ticket.
What?
If you're not my bridging, like, I'm not asking for no guest list, man. I'll pay and just go.
You are an anomaly.
I'm not jumping in.
I just want you to know, you're the only person that's living. People out here, they will ask you.
Not me, but I will ask you because I feel we have that relationship. I'll ask Chuck. There's people I will ask, but if there's a rapper that's popping, if I don't know him, I'm paying for my ticket. I don't feel like
I'd be lying
just
if
get.
I said I haven't hit somebody up and said, yo, that looks cold. I might pull up. Thinking that they might say, yeah, I'm going to put you on the list.
I might pull up.
Chucky, yeah. You know what I mean? Obviously, if they don't hit me back with the, yeah, no, I got you, then I've got it. It's fine.
But you know what? Dip your toe in the water.
You got to try it. Yeah.
You got to try it sometimes. You know what I mean?
No, I can't take embarrassment. And I don't want no problem.
Let me just get my ticket.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But I buy tickets in my brother's shows.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What? Which one?
And you come as well,
both
right?
My brother's shows. I buy tickets.
For Jamie and Skeppy show?
Yes.
And I be hitting Skeppy. No, listen, I ask everyone around that team for guest lists. I'm not going to, listen, everyone.
I buy tickets, I'm telling you.
I buy all their music. This is facts. Mm. We can show you the receipts. Mm. If they released the t-shirts, I would buy that.
Mm.
But the show. Now, big man, come on, man. Let me come on.
Do you know what I do? What? I buy tickets to my own thing.
Jamie did that.
Yeah.
He'd buy it because he said, I don't want no one ask me for guest lists, so he'll buy tickets. And then when his brothers ask for guest lists, he'll just give them a ticket.
Yeah, that's so what I do. Ticket.
Why can't we just make guest lists? Why are we making guest lists so difficult?
Because the guest list is also a lie. See, how many times
have
you put yourself on a guest list and think, I can't bother to go? How many times? Come on, be honest. This so now,
Julie,
no, but it's, you know, but it's real. So now I've got 20 people that I'm allowed on my guest list.
Yeah.
All of you that have asked me for guest lists, two of you are not coming. So now, of this, you get what I'm saying? So now my guesses is, half my guesses is wasted. Yeah. And I've also made an allowance for the 20 people. So I've actually stopped selling tickets to allow 20 people who have told me they're coming and ask for guest lists.
Mm.
10 of you haven't come.
I'm not unreliable like that. Put me on a guest. I'm over there.
I asked you a question you didn't answer.
Because
what percentage of the time?
Enough.
When you've said to someone, can I be on your guest list? What percentage of the time do you not show up?
Enough. Let me rephrase the question so it benefits me.
Enough. I'm gonna be honest.
How many times have I asked for guest lists for things that I want to go to and gone? Every time.
That's not what.
Lie.
That's not what I asked you.
And even that was a lie.
That's mad. That's what you did.
Yeah, come on. But you know what? Sometimes
the
guesses
is already mad. It's just
the guesses can be mad already though. Yes. The guesses might already be full up.
Yes. Yeah.
And so sometimes there are some people that might hit you up, and you might not know them like that. So it might not be a guest list thing, but I got a ticket for you. It's cool. Just you can pull up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As in, like, what I found myself doing last time was, which is gonna sound mad, is that some people would hit me up for guest list earlier, which I prefer. So as soon as it comes out, whatever, if it's whatever it is, they hit me early, Chuck says, okay, if I get guest list, cool, fine. You've hit me earlier. But then when it gets to a certain, when it gets closer to the event and the guest list is starting to look mad, now there's certain people I can't say no to. There's certain people that will hit me and I can't tell them, no, you can't get guest list. So what I will then do is, or what I did the last time was, I put them on the guest. Well, no, I'll contact the person who's hit me early, who I don't know like that. And I'll say, listen, wait. I'll say to them, listen, I'm going to send you a ticket. Is that okay?
Oh, okay.
So then I'll get their logins, whatever. I'll send them the ticket. I'll take their name off the guest list and replace it with the person I can't say no to. So that way it's a,
But see, you're all a nice this razzmatazz.
That's nice, man.
Everyone should just buy a ticket.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Just buy a fucking ticket.
No.
Because, no, I'll tell you another thing. Why, Poe? Because. Wow. No, I'll tell
this
you why.
Is physical.
Because we've actually got the money to buy the ticket.
Says who?
Don't.
I got Pitney.
You're wearing a Burberry jean.
I got Pitney.
You're wearing a Burberry jean and UGG slippers.
This is my last money.
You're a dickhead.
Last money.
Bro, if you see the ticket, if you see the ticket price for big Beyonce, all these lot, they're selling tickets for bands.
I can't wear this ticket.
My ticket is £30.
But I can't
for
wear
my
it.
Event.
How much did you pay for your Beyonce ticket?
I can't tell you.
You got it for free, innit?
No.
But you paid the big thing, innit?
I can't tell you how much I paid.
I'll see you.
Why?
Because it was a lot of money.
Yeah. Did you go in? Was you in the inner bit? You know, like the is what they called it.
No, I was in the beehive section.
The beehive section, blouse and frock.
Yeah, it was mad. And see? I went twice.
You should.
And you
ask
went
for
twice.
You should have asked for guest list. But though,
I did you pay it over a rack?
Who
did you pay over a rack?
I saw you at Jay-Z.
Wait,
let me
finish.
See your one interview.
Did you pay more than a rack?
Guest list.
Did you pay more than a rack?
You signed the NDA. Just say you signed the NDA.
You paid more than a rack.
No wonder it blew up.
Twice.
That's crazy.
No, I didn't pay twice.
Okay.
But the second time, someone else paid.
Somebody.
So someone else blew a rack. It's not America. This is mad.
Yeah, it was mad.
Nah,
it was mad. But it was worth it.
Yeah,
it was very
good experience, isn't
it? It was very worth it.
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to ask Julie a question now.
I've got a question to ask you.
Ross?
Because you were just talking about your event. I saw some girl online complaining about Chucky's event.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, we can go to that if you want.
What was that about? What was that about? Taser got a party and the girl was saying that she had the worst time because she had to queue at the bar for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
She must have been thirsty.
Nah.
Yeah, clearly.
Do you know what?
Why didn't
so
she just push forward.
Basically, yeah.
She's miserable, man.
What this happened, Chuck?
Nah.
Have
you spoken
to the person as well?
Yeah, yeah. I've like personally messaged certain people back
That's
or whatever,
nice.
Spoken to them or whatnot. But most people's gripes didn't have anything to do with us per se or the event. It was the venue.
Where was it?
Yeah? It was at Roundhouse, and now like some people like. I understood why people were upset, yeah. But sometimes I think people think that we book a venue knowing these things are going to happen.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? So, like, the first problem was, yeah, with around 3,000 tickets were sold, yeah? The day before...
Crazy. Crazy.
The day before the event, Roundhouse has contacted all our ticket buyers somehow. I don't know how they did this, yeah? And told them that they needed to log in to their thing to access the ticket. So... the QR code from Dice wasn't going to be the only thing they needed. They needed something else.
Okay.
So I've seen, someone sent it to me and I didn't know what that was. So I put it in the group with my team. I'm like, what is this? What is this?
Mm.
And no one didn't know what this was, yeah? Anyway, on the day of the event, we're trying to figure out what's going on and then it just turns out that this is what people have to do.
Mm.
So you could imagine that some people didn't get the email, might have seen it, not taking it seriously.
Mm.
Like, what are they talking about? They bought a ticket, they got the QR code.
And it's a party, it's not like...
It's a party,
yeah,
right.
We're not going to a concert, it's like not deep.
It's not cold.
We're trying to relax.
There you
yeah,
go,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So when they've got there now, and they're having to find out that they've got to log in and do all of this, you can just imagine how long
it's
this queue's going to get
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
So the queue ended up going all the way down to Morrison's. That was one thing.
To Morrison's?
Morrison's, it was nuts.
You're chatting shit.
No, it went crazy. All the way down to Morrison's.
For me, it just looks great, though. But carry on.
Then...
You're on guest list, that's why.
No.
But he still came late, though. But
of course
anyway...
He doesn't care.
Then, bear, we need to take this into consideration. Everyone that came early got in quite smoothly, got a drink, and enjoyed themselves.
Right, okay.
The ones that came a little bit later was the ones
rush.
Who found themselves in this
right.
thing. So anyway, after that now, the Roundhouse then decided to close the cloakroom. Because I think people were congregating around the cloakroom or whatever.
Where's the cloakroom in Roundhouse?
I have no idea.
Okay.
You walk
either
in,
way, they closed it.
It's near the bar. You
inside
walk in.
The circle, inside the actual venue.
No, we're not
outside
on
the.
It's like you, on the outside part.
Okay,
you're walking on
you
the right hand side.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So then you could imagine people have queued for a long time. They come in, they realize they can't
it's
even put their
again.
Jacket in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then by the time that most people got in, everyone wants to get a drink.
Mm.
So these bars were open. The bar got both the bars got really, really rammed. And then in the end. They ended up closing the bar.
Why?
God knows. So imagine we had to stop.
You had the minimum bar spend?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we had
I was
going
to say, because if they close the bar and you're
yeah,
trying to
mad.
Get a spend, that's mad. They closed the
they
bar.
Closed
both of
the
them.
Bar. Yeah, they closed both
people
of
come
the
bar.
Like
me,
an
like...
hour before it ended or?
No, this is in the middle of the thing. This is in the middle of the thing. Yeah, yeah.
What?
People
yeah.
started getting vexed. So obviously at that point, we had to stop the music because this was, oh, there was another thing as well where like, because they didn't have security, they had only like stewards, yeah?
Mm.
we had sold the downstairs, but then we'd also sold the upstairs as the ticket part. So then as soon as I started the set, some people started rushing in.
Yeah.
And some of the people that rushed in only had tickets for upstairs, but the stewards couldn't control them.
Right.
So again, as soon as I've started, I've had to stop and tell them, listen, like, it wasn't that it was too ram, it was actually fine.
Yeah.
But they're looking at the fact that down here, they know X amount of tickets are being sold, down here is ram, and there's no one up there.
Right. So when this, like, bit downstairs gets sold,
I had to tell them, listen, if you've got a ticket for upstairs, go upstairs.
And you wanted people to actually turn around and walk back out and go upstairs?
Some people did. And do you know what the maddest thing is, Julia?
Who are those people?
I didn't.
Do you know what? Julie, do you know what is funny? I think some of the people that went up there didn't even have tickets for up there, but they thought, you know what? Like, downstairs is a bit rammed. They just wanted just a bit of space to just enjoy themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And up there is not far away. You didn't have to sit down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what a roundhouse is like.
Yeah,
if you're up there, you're still a part of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think, like, we're looking at some of the footage. People up there having a sick time. But again, if you came at a certain time, then you would have experienced all of this.
And then
it doesn't, you know, I think for some of them as well, it's like, they built it up in their minds for it to be what they've seen on social media. Mm. And because it didn't match it, it was what it was.
Why did you pick roundhouse in the first place? Just capacity.
We just tried, you know what? We tried to do something different. We thought, we've done like all of these other venues. We wanted to have something that had a bit of production. We was kind of inspired by R&B Only. Do you know about them?
Mm-mm.
So R&B Only, they have like a similar thing which they do in America. They do like a lot of theatres and whatever.
Yeah.
Like capacity stuff.
Yeah.
They have like nice production and whatever. And we just thought, look, like, we've had a sick year. Let's try it. Let's like go and see if we can do it and pull it off and give like a really good experience. We wanted to have like the screens and like match some of the songs. So like some of the songs that were being played, the words were coming up on the screens and all these types of things.
Yeah.
We had a choir and like certain, we just wanted to try the different elements. Some of it worked. Some of it we know we could have done a lot better, but it was about trying to create a different experience. And you know what? I'll do it again. Maybe, I think Roundhouse would have learned something that day. And people should take into consideration that Roundhouse, they're so familiar with sold out events.
Mm.
This wasn't the first time that 3,000 people was there. Burna Boy did something there not even that long ago.
Mm.
Like, they're used to doing that, but I just think they might have made a light error of judgment, which then had consequences and which then made some people not enjoy it. But
it's not a light error of judgment, Chuck. They listen, in a situation like this, you do not blame the people that held the event. You blame the event. I have no problem blaming Roundhouse. They were nonsense, bro.
It's nonsensical. Quite a stiff venue.
Downstairs, the downstairs part, for example. When I had my ticket, I've gone upstairs and said to me, you can come through. So upstairs, whatever. Cool. The first time we tried to go downstairs, a lady stopped us and said, no, you have to go upstairs. Cool. We've gone back downstairs now to go and get a drink. There's a woman, standing there looking at me and my boy like, I like your eyes. So I'm like, what's wrong with this woman, cuz? I like your eyes. I'm like, can we go through here? Where's your ticket? And I'm just thinking.
Wait, works there?
She works there, bro. She works there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this woman fired.
So, fam, she's trying to get herself fired. Shout out Weezy. Me and Weezy looking at her laughing. So like, she's making I don't know, it was so weird, bro. I just walked past her and walked in and I said, these are the people you have trying to stop people going from Roundhouse. Do better. Do better.
It is a bit of a stiff venue that they're used to, like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's not, I don't know. I've never seen anyone have like a shubs there.
Yeah, no one has had a shubs there.
Mm.
And you know what? It still was good though.
Yeah.
It just had
those elements
here, which I know now that those problems we would take out of their hands next time. We had Trevor, you know Trevor, who does the production for that. He does it for Stormzy and whatever. Like, they're solid. But they did everything that we needed. But afterwards, talking to them, they was just like, you know what, next time we'll just hire our own security and have certain things that we just take out of their hands just to make it smoother. Because especially that ticket thing, I don't know what was going on with that, but that was one of the main things as well that just delayed everything. Then on top of that, it's the rushing in. I think if no one rushed in, the bar wouldn't have been as ram. So there wouldn't have been a bar problem. There probably wouldn't have been a cloakroom problem. There wouldn't have been... We needed that. But we thought the venue would have provided that anyway. Yeah,
Aren't they a bit cheeky though as well? Because like clearly the reason why they done that ticket thing is to basically take all the data that you lot got.
That's what I said.
Isn't that a bit... If I've paid for this venue, Why are you now entitled to the data analysis of all the people that I've got inside this? That's just like, I paid for, you didn't give it to me. And then we said, as an exchange, there's a couple of things. I literally paid for this venue. I've placed my people in there. And then you've made it inconvenient for me on the night for your own selfish benefit. For me, Roundhouse have to take an L. It stinks, bro.
Yeah, it's hard though, because obviously people will tweet about to Chucky and Taser. And they're not going to tweet Roundhouse. But I think because it's a, is it owned by the council?
Yes, it is.
That's what it is. Yeah. When venues are owned by the council, they have extra. I just did something at Islington Assembly Hall, and it's literally attached to the town hall. And everything about it is just like, you know, like if you was in school, it's just very strict and stiff. Like, these are our rules. This is what you got to do. You know, you can't do this. You can't. It's because it's just owned by a council.
Yeah, but it's like, strict and stiff, but they're throwing in the last minute, we're going to steal all your data.
But that's part of the stiffness, is that when it's government owned, there's like this element of accountability and sort of like, you can't just have someone come in, do their thing and leave. Like, there needs to be, it's regimented, it's stiff, it's just dry.
Is this not information that they give beforehand, or do they expect you to know?
The fact that you were selling tickets through Dice, I think it's very strange that then they did that.
Yeah, that was strange. But also, it was strange though that they were able to, so that's the thing. I thought it was a data thing as well. And I still think it might be, but they were able to contact the ticket buyers anyway. So then that must mean that they had the data anyway.
Yeah, this is getting into it. We can talk about this off camera because it's a little bit like blah, 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 whatever. But there is a, like, they must have had a levy on the tickets, the ticket, all that stuff that they add on as well. It's all because it's council.
Council.
It's definitely what it is.
But that's, it's like, you know what?
But congratulations on
on a great night.
Afterwards, we were a little bit flat. If I'm being honest, and I was, because I'm trying to, at this point, because there was things going on, like, people kept coming up to me on the stage telling me I need to do this, or I need to stop that, or we need to thing, and like, when I'm playing, I'm so focused, I'm in a bag, I'm
just trying to get, just let me play!
So then, because I had to keep stopping, I felt like I weren't in the groove the way that I needed to, and then there was a moment where I felt like, okay, yeah, I'm here now, but at that point, it's kind of late into the set now, or all that, like, so afterwards, you're kind of thinking, shit, like, we thought about this for so long. We put so much time into it. There was so much, like, that went in behind the scenes, You know, like, you just feel, fuck. It didn't go the way that we wanted to. But it depends on who you speak to. Because enough times when I'm speaking to certain people, they're like, oh, right, we didn't even, we knew the music stopped, but we didn't know. We got in early, we had a great time. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So,
I can't, we'll do it again. Honestly, I'm a man that likes to critique things. It was so fun.
It, like, it was like didn't a pay giant for the fucking ticket.
Yeah,
of course.
Imagine if you came and didn't pay us and it was shit.
What do you mean? Why not? It's my time. No, I value my time.
Say, if you come for free, you don't get to say anything. You're lucky you're even in there.
Maybe that's your friends, Julie. I am saying something, and I'm saying was a great time.
If I
time.
Give you guest list, you better go and tell everyone you see for the next week that you had the best time at my event.
No, you have to provide that for me.
And back me anytime someone says some shit online. You're
entitled.
I'm not entitled. I'm just saying, if we do the right thing, there's nothing to worry about. You want to do the wrong thing and then get me to cover to you. I'm not no bedspread. I'm not covering nothing. This is what happened. It was a great night. I had a great night.
That was very good.
I loved it. I was inside there. 1 minute you're upstairs, everyone's singing and dancing. Then you go downstairs, there's a vibe. People are having vibes at the bar.
How many wines did you catch?
Boy and a dog. We have misses. Okay.
Ease up on that one.
I'm joking. I don't have a missus, man. Plenty wine.
But you know, obviously people are going to, the Twitter thing is always going to happen.
But you know what, Chuck? Even just the way you're speaking about it, and the way that you're handling the situation, it should tell people that this is not something that you don't care. You know what I'm saying? You care about
100%.
It. 100%. And you guys put effort into it, and the next one will be sick, and you have to do things wrong to get them right. So 100%. It all happened for a reason. 100%.
We give thanks.
Yeah.
How much does an experience cost?
Remember we had that? Oh.
I'm gonna ask Julie.
How much does an experience cost? Should it cost or does it cost?
Can you frame it the way you framed it last time, please?
Yes. So, how much could I, so let's say the Beyonce ticket, yeah?
Yeah.
How much could I have paid you to not go?
To not go?
Yes. How much does
ever
your experience?
Ever or to the date that I went, because you played a lot of shows. I could have gone to not go to any not of the shows.
So you got a ticket, you got one ticket to go and see Beyonce, yeah? I'm mentioning this one because this was the one that you paid money to go, like big money to go to and experience it a certain way.
Yeah.
How much could I give you to not go for that ticket?
And you said it's her final.
This
ever
is the
show?
Final of a show.
She's not playing another
she's
show.
She's not yet. Doing it, bro. How much? Like, this is the experience you want. How much should it not?
Me, there's nothing you can pay me.
Wow.
There's some people you could pay.
$5 million.
You couldn't pay me nothing.
20 million.
Do you know, I'd never seen Beyonce before.
20 million.
That was the first time I'd seen Beyonce perform.
50 there. Million.
No.
Whatever, man. 70 Nigerian.
Million.
She's Nigerian. This is a lie.
70 million right now.
Why do you keep saying numbers? I'm going to the show.
100 million.
I'm going to the show.
500 million.
Listen, just make sure you put it on live.
500 million.
I'm going to the show.
If there's no one around, this is me and I got the
going
dough.
To the show.
750 million.
There's no number, Chuck.
852
no
million.
Number.
10,524.
4 billion.
There's no number. I'm going to the show.
4 billion.
There's no number. What do you want me to do? Do you want us to be the whole podcast, me saying there's no number?
No, but I need you to think about this.
I'm thinking about it. There's no number.
None.
No.
Some things are priceless, though.
I know.
Arsenal Champions League final. All the youth could be.
How much could I give you for you to not go?
I'm missing the youth being born for that. What are you talking about?
Crazy.
5 million.
He just said he's missing his own children being born.
You know what I was like? It's just Champions League final.
10 million.
Wait, I mean, Chucky, someone cut these. I don't want to talk over it. I want to cut these sound bites of him just saying his numbers. Go on, keep saying numbers.
Yeah, no, bro. Chuck, 10 million.
I have to go, Chuck.
You got two utes, yeah? Do you know what 10 million can do for them?
Do you know what the Champions League final is going to do for me? Charity starts at home. I have
50 million.
I'm sorry, Chuck.
Here we go.
100 million.
If I was a Real Madrid fan.
Bro, 100 million.
I'm a Real Madrid fan, give me the money. I'm an Arsenal fan, Chuck.
125 million. I don't believe this. I don't believe it.
If I know we're going to win,
500 million.
Yeah, do you know what? Arsenal can watch it on TV.
Right then.
Right now. Yes. Money off it. Right.
So, right, so we're there now. All right, so we're there now.
I'll wait for
the she was actually
before.
Listening to
wait,
the
so wait, wait, wait.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah, yeah. Get
so
to half a million, we can talk.
500 million.
He doesn't
yeah?
have this money.
400 million.
Nah, man.
450 million.
499 million.
Because there's got, we need to figure that out.
This is hilarious.
If you,
so
say, if you say yeah,
you,
then where can I get...
What you're saying doesn't make any sense because what an experience is. It's an experience. It's not going to happen again. Even if Beyonce was going to perform again, the one that I saw on that day, I would never be able to see it again, ever.
Okay, let me
so
ask...
You can't put money on that.
You can.
You can.
You can't.
For a lot of people, you can.
You can't. For a lot
because
of people, you can.
What you're saying
you can't
is...
put money on... something that right. It can't happen again. It's got
that means everything's priceless. This moment here is priceless.
Yeah,
it can you
is.
Put money on it?
But
yeah.
I would.
Yes, but someone
I would
pay
take
Jimmy.
Money to not sit here with you two.
What?
I would definitely take money to not sit here with you two.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you not doing?
All right. So what? How,
what?
Give a fuck. Okay, wait. Let's figure that out.
I told you, Nigerian.
£500.
How much could somebody
Beyonce
pay you to not be here?
Flaws and all.
I can sing that.
Wait. How much could somebody pay you to not be here? 500.
Pay me to not be here.
Yeah, £500. A grand?
The petrol that I spent coming there.
A grand.
What job would have made you go, I've got a job, I can't do
two
it?
£2,000.
Well, how much
no,
would that
job
be?
No job would make me not come here.
Okay.
Unless it was like...
£2,000?
...you in like Beyonce.
So
huh?
There is a job.
£2,000? 250?
So how many? Let's go to this Beyonce
money
job.
Money or jobs? Which
let's
one?
Go money.
Money.
Let's go
money. Wait,
the
just
job,
money.
Okay,
the job
let's do
money.
Let me see money.
£250,000. So say you said, Chucks, I'm definitely pulling up. Boom. I'm here on this day. And then...
No, it's slow. It's slow.
Today, five bills?
No, it's not that low.
Okay, that's nice.
It's like
a bag.
A bag?
It's more than that.
1,005.
I think it's like between 7 and 10 bags.
7 and 10 bags. That's
yeah.
Quite a lot of money.
If someone said,
so
if someone,
wait,
if someone
said,
Julie,
six...
like, here's like 7 bags. If you, could, I'd say yeah. All right,
so if they if they told you 6, would you tell them no?
Yeah. Where are you going?
I like that.
I'm here to tell you both.
I like that.
Offer me 6.
Oh, God. And the pod's cancelled today.
Yeah, picnic, dog. Picnic.
Julie's here on her own today.
Picnic,
hey,
Aaron.
Set the camera up for her so you can do her thing.
No. I like you lot, obviously. I like you.
You're from the Adenugas. A nice little setup. My family setup. Bit broken. We have to get the
money. But just quickly again. Okay, say Beyonce was doing it again, though.
Mm.
You just didn't know when.
I just didn't know when.
You just didn't know when.
Oh, then I'm taking money.
How much then? What are we going for? 20.
Wait, she's
going
to do the
grand?
Renaissance tour again.
She's going to tour again.
It's a Renaissance tour. Has to be.
See, yeah, I respect this because it's making it specific and it's this experience, not
sure.
Like generalizing.
So I can't give you a million.
No.
5.
Mm-mm.
20.
It's nothing.
60.
I'm telling you. What if she's
so
going
to
she do Renaissance again?
I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know.
No.
Do you know this is the beehive though? The beehive's crazy.
I'm
bro.
Not beehive. I'm not beehive. No. I like live music and performance, and
so
I think
do
I think yeah. It's a dying breed.
Yes, definitely.
But you said it's Beyonce, you keep talking about Beyonce
yeah,
and you would drop out.
She is the fucking epitome of a live
performance.
She's
the girl.
Huh?
Have you got all of her music?
No. What do you mean, got it?
Have you got all of Beyonce's
music? It's a different
music?
Day
I'm a
now.
Fan of Beyonce.
Massive fan?
I'm not the one that's going to go out there and stab someone if they say that.
Obviously, you did a Beyonce, you did a Beyonce night, didn't you?
You're a Beehive.
Yeah, you did a Beyonce night.
You're a Beehive, man.
Should I tell you why I don't want to sound Beehive? Because what they expect from me, I can't deliver that.
What's that?
No.
Doing what no, they expect from you. Do you know what I mean?
I'm a fan of Arsenal, but I'm not going to do what Robbie and their man do, but I'm still a fan of Arsenal.
Yeah, but you're not called, what's that? You're not a gunner. Are you a gunner?
I don't know. What
is that what they're called?
Yes.
A gunner?
Is that what they're called? Yeah.
Flipping. No, that guy's a stitch. I hope not, fam.
Oh, no.
And you, okay, mate. And you. That nigga's getting there.
That is a big mug, bro. Cup. Your question,
I'm trying to drink water.
Come on.
And tell me you're really experienced.
A
lot of people won't sell the experience they've had, but the potential experience.
Now, okay, this is where it came from, yeah? It was, I think I was going to a live show, or I was trying to buy a ticket, and I remember seeing a ticket on, what's that reseller's ticket? No, it begins with V.
Viagogo.
Yeah. So
that's
someone,
not Lidge, you know?
Huh?
That's not Lidge, apparently.
I know, some of them ain't. But I saw a ticket on there for like 25 bags. Mm. And I thought, why did they put that there? And then I thought, oh, I think what they've done is they've said, I'm going to this show, but if you give me 25 bags, I will just give up the ticket.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, they said they would be willing to sell the experience for that. Okay, yeah. Which is when I came to the pod and I was like, how much would you, if there
sense.
Was a show, like what would be your price?
Mm.
That's where, but you don't have one at all.
But I feel like there's some show, like there's a certain show, if you ask me, I'd be like, yeah, I'd probably take money to not go to that show.
Yeah, there's just that one that you
but
know that
you
wouldn't.
But there's some shows I'm going to the show.
Okay.
It matters.
The sad thing about experiences, it all depends on where you are in your life, financially, all of these types of things. Because there's millionaires at these shows and they've probably been offered money, but they don't care. They're at the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a place where you are in your life. So when I think about it, Champions League final, I can't miss that. Mm. Arsenal in the Champions League final. I can't miss it, man.
There's no money.
I think I can give you some money on a low for you to not go. I genuinely, on my heart of heart, I believe.
And Chucky, I believe that as well. Right, but for the promise of this camera. And
this guy's
here.
Julie, how are you anyway?
I'm really good. I'm really well. I'm a bit sleepy, but outside of that.
What's been going on with you? I feel joyful.
Did you say this year?
Yeah, let's talk about this year. What's been going on with you this year?
Crepes are hard. Well, for the first half of the year, I was just chilling.
Neat.
I was chilling and working. Why are you laughing?
Because Chucky said his crepes are meaty. I was like, that's a bit rude.
You said meaty? I said neat.
No, I heard meaty, but it's all right. Don't worry. I like a trainer.
Well, you lot will record crazy. Yourselves and still lie
neat.
About what happened in the room.
I said neat.
I was chilling for the first half of the year and I was just working. I was working on ideas and stuff and then I put the ideas out.
Oh yeah, you've started now.
Mm.
How does that feel? I mean, what's the first thing that you've got out? Because I noticed you started on your YouTube again, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
I got Work in Progress.
Work in Progress.
My interview series.
Right.
And who have you spoken to this season?
You're right.
I'm so gassed.
Munya Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Right. We should have him on the couch.
He's a great guy.
Good man.
Yeah.
Good man. Really good man.
Yeah. He's one of us. And then I did Julie's Top 5 Renaissance. Right.
Okay.
Mm. As a live show now.
Oh, yes, I know. That was the one that...
Because Beyonce told me that touring is important.
Is that what she told you?
Oh, that's what Beyonce told you?
Yeah, in a song.
That was the one that Perry didn't get guest list for as well.
Exactly. Right. I didn't get guest list for it. But
that's
cool,
because, like no, I said, we know. That was out of my pocket.
Yeah, that cost money.
Every single penny.
That cost money.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, would I have gone?
No, you wouldn't have gone. Because when I did Club Renaissance, I said, bro, why you come to Club Renaissance? He said, you know what, Julie, that's not for me,
That
album's not for me, you know? I said, all right, you know what, poet, I'll leave you there. It's a great album, man. I hear you.
No, it's for me to listen to in my house, but...
What's your favourite song from that album?
It's for me to listen to in my house. Not that I listen to it in my house.
Wow. But yeah, that's what I've been doing this year. And then next year, we're going to go on tour.
Step it up.
Mm.
What, go on tour with what? With everything?
Julie's Top 5.
Oh, okay.
Serious?
Mm-hmm.
What, take it around outside of London and that?
Yeah, we're going to go Manchester, cold. Brighton, Birmingham, and then do London shows as well.
Oh, cold.
Mm.
That's cold.
Ever thought about like Hartlepool and all that?
Sorry?
Hartlepool.
Excuse me?
Hartlepool?
What the blouser fuck is going on down there?
I'm just letting you know, there's other areas you can
go. Are you saying Hartlepool?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's an area.
It is? Where is it?
Is it up north?
Excuse my ignorance.
It's hard to pull up north.
How many people live there? What's the population?
I wasn't even sure if I was right.
He don't even know where it is. What's
Durham.
The capital of Durham?
County Durham.
It's in County Durham.
Oh, it's in County Durham. Yeah, no, I shan't be going there.
What is near there?
Stuff. Where is that?
That is
that's
mad.
The end of Middlesbrough. The, that's the end of the island.
Bruh, Middlesbrough. Bruh.
Middlesbrough's near there.
You know I've never been Middlesbrough before.
No one has. Even the people been there ain't been
there. No one ain't been there.
That's such a London thing to do, isn't it? Just be dissing the next man's ends. Like, exactly. That's not their whole life.
It's not too far of Newcastle though, is it?
Oh, Newcastle's crazy.
Yeah, Newcastle.
Would you go to Newcastle? That is it is crazy.
You know what?
There.
The way we did it was we looked at my YouTube stats analytics. And just looked at like who likes the show and where do they live. And Brighton, Birmingham, and London obviously were all at the top of the list.
Makes sense.
Brighton's good as well.
But I'm down to go everywhere. Obviously, we just need to make the show bigger, innit? But I'm looking forward to going on tour. I feel like my whole life, all my brethren have gone on tour, and it's just me.
And yeah,
and your brothers.
Everyone I know goes on tour.
It's good.
But it should be fun. I think we're going to get some fun stories. I mean, I went on tour, but it was like not real.
What do you mean?
When I went with Jamie, when I was performing with Jamie on his famous tour.
What did you do?
I was singing backing vocals.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Really? We played the story up before Astoria closed.
Are you on Batman and Tivoli?
Yeah, that's me.
I thought so.
Wait, are you joking?
So. No, I didn't know though. No, I asked you and you didn't respond in a way that let me know the answer.
I feel like you mentioned it somewhere. Yeah.
You know what's so bad? I played that tune 2 days ago and I thought, fucking murk this song.
You killed it. Hey, at the end, you killed
I'm
it.
I'm actually amazing on that tune.
Like,
that might be the best feature. I swear down. That is actually.
Julie can really, really sing as well, by the way.
Julie can sing.
Like, she couldn't, like not like, not on a. You know, like some people say, oh, like, oh yeah, can sing kind of thing. Like, it's not that. Like, she can sing, sing.
And she's got the English I love when there's an English tone to the singing rather than, like, you know how we've listened to so much American music, like, sometimes people just be singing and they've got an American twang. I'm like, my guy, you're from Hartlepool. Mm. But you, on the other hand.
That's why, do you know what? That's why you would go, like, if you, I know it's not you, it might not be your story, it might not be what you want to do.
Mm.
But I think if you did it, you would go.
One project.
I'll tell you why.
One project.
Because I mentioned this before on the pod, sometimes
I
think that where some of our singers go wrong is that twang.
I hate
because it. You know what, even when you look at the rappers, you look at the people that have done well in America or like have got, like people have gravitated to them. These are people that they didn't have versions of so much. So like using Skepta, for example, when Skepta had that moment, like they couldn't look left and right and see like Skepta like that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
Couldn't like, and there's other examples. Even Dave's over there doing really well at the moment. The way that Dave raps, it's not like, he doesn't sound like Meek Mills or he doesn't sound like, he don't sound like these guys.
And he listens to them.
You need to be parallel, not adjacent.
Right.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you did it now,
we're just saying.
I think I will sing at some point, but not now.
When then?
Do you reckon you would do like...
I'm still young, innit, this time?
Yeah, she could do it whenever. Do you reckon you would do the like, no one knows it's you kind of thing?
No. I'll be a...
Like outside?
Yeah.
Like a little young EP and that?
Yeah.
3 songs?
No, like...
10.
I'll be an artist.
My I'm just saying start the journey now.
She has already.
I have actually started the journey ages ago. Why are you like this?
Because this makes me happy.
Anyway, you're going to ask me for guest list in my headline show.
Yes.
And not turn up.
In Hartlepool.
And not turn up. In Hartlepool. Yeah.
I'm so honest.
I'll be so pissed off. I'll shout you out and everything on stage and you won't even be there.
I would love that for you though.
No, I'll definitely do it.
I would love that for you.
Because I enjoy it. But I just think being an artist now, no disrespect to artists, but that's a dead thing.
It is dead. But why? Do you
being an artist now? No.
Why?
Because it's not about being an artist. Being an artist is actually not about being an artist, it's about doing everything else.
I said this yesterday.
That is just whack.
No, but keep going. Go further. Like
to be an artist now, from what I can see, you have to be a master of loads of things that don't have anything to do with your love for making music.
Hmm.
And then on top of that, the people that you're making the music for don't even think your music has any value.
Hmm.
I was listening to, I can't remember what it was. There's a clip of some guy talking about how like, the money that we spend on things, but then everybody wants to listen to every song that ever exists for £10 a month.
Mm.
Think it, because you know what is so upsetting for me, but then again, I contribute to it as well. It's a weird thing. I thought about this the other day. I was planning my next music video and people were telling me their prices and I was like, do you know what's so fucked?
When I release my Vibra song, I cannot negotiate a price.
No,
it
can't.
Is 99p or that's whatever it. The hell it is, yeah. And I have no say in the matter.
Yep.
But if you're shooting my music video, you can tell me yeah. I need 9 grand.
Yeah.
If you're doing the artwork, you can tell me all of these things.
Yeah.
I think music is such a disrespected art form that
yeah,
the fact
that
a Jay-Z song and We Are the Cheeky Girls cost the same money as a single, that's a joke. Like in my head,
yeah.
That's a joke. Because in art, in other art forms, that doesn't happen. It don't even happen in football. One man's worth 100 mil, next man's worth 20 mil. We're not just both footballers, so we're worth the same amount of money. But in music, my God, some people should not be the same price as Drizzy Drake.
The thing that makes it even worse is the actual amount is so fucking small.
Yeah, it's tiny.
At least if they said, you know what, all songs are a bill, then I'm going to argue less. But the fact that they're like, no, all songs are the same and they cost 99p or
and then
79p.
And then the return you get as well.
It's mad. And that's only if you're buying it. If you're streaming it, it's every less. Single person's song together is 10.99 a month.
Yeah. But isn't it more about crazy. The percentage that you get from it more than it is about how much it costs?
But what, even if you could get a high percentage of what, 10.99 a month?
That's mad, bro. But someone's going to go and sell an art piece for like 10 bags.
$10.99 a month for every song ever.
That's a bargain.
And then do you know what they do?
Bruv,
and then they do this whole...
It's robbery!
And then it's in robbery. Music, the whole relative nonsense. It's no relative nothing in anything else. In football, this is the best footballer. We ain't about to have, is this footballer as good as the guy that plays for Southampton? In music... Oh, it's all relative. No, this song is actually dead, bruv, but it costs the same amount of money.
Yeah,
a Skepta, really Bad Man in Tivoli,
so
featuring Julie.
Would you are you suggesting that, like, let's say a better method would be you obviously have, let's say Spotify, for example, right? If you use Spotify, but you still have to pay for the artist that you want to listen to.
I think a better fit is the same thing with the tickets. Buy music.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, or at least
it's mad because I actually was a host on Apple Music, but it's
yeah,
mad.
But still, you still
but
can
buy
have a
music,
belief system.
It's the bottom line. Like, there's nothing else that you just are able to do this. You can't buy it.
Mm.
Buy it and own it. That's the end of it. There shouldn't be any other discussion with this. It's mad that we're doing what we're doing right now. And I understand why it's happening. People say you've got to move with technology and... You know, we got to find a way because people were selling CDs and then people was bootlegging. It was like, you know what? Instead of allowing people to bootleg, Apple's actual response to that was, we're going to make the iTunes store. Because right now, everyone's complaining that people are downloading files of music for free. So let's give them an option to buy it. Because if we give them the option, they will buy it. And that's what happened. People started buying it. People's obviously still bootlegging. But then they just, like, it was like a water slide. They just kept going all the way down. So it was like, you know what? $10.99 a month and you can get every song.
Like, and you know what? Mad. It's like when people started working at home during COVID. Once they realize there's a way that, wait, I don't have to go to work.
Why am I even? I'm never getting on the train again.
I'm not getting on the train
and
again.
That's,
yeah, I hear that still.
I'm not doing it.
Especially the Elizabeth line, but we'll talk about that later. But
what's with the Elizabeth line? That line's banging.
Is it? Well, not when you're sitting
we'll
there for 2 hours, but we'll get to that later.
2 hours?
My
yeah, we'll
G.
Get
bruv, I've never got to South London so fast.
I know, I love it. But
never!
We'll get there.
Okay, fine. But anyway, that's my thing. I wouldn't be an artist because people would look at me in my eyes and tell me that my music is worth $10.99 a month alongside everybody else's music.
That was going
to
be my point,
I wouldn't be able to live with that.
That hurts, innit?
Can I just say, sorry to interrupt you, yeah? I did like that. I know it's a little bit different, but I did like the idea of Bandcamp, though.
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, even though, because with Bandcamp, you can just pay what you like. Now, if you really like the artist, you can just pay more money.
Mm.
And if not, then you can just pay the basic, whatever that basic is. I think the artist sets the basic.
Yeah.
So you can set it to £1 or you can set it to £5 or whatever. And I just prefer that. That's how I found Little Sims, you know. Years ago, before I started the pod, she was putting her stuff on Bandcamp. I don't even know how I even found it, but I just thought, oh yeah, she's kind of cool. And then like, I went from I'd buy something for a young little pound and that.
Mm.
And I'm like, nah, this is kind of cold. You know, let me just dash a little £170,
yeah.
£7 on that. Do you get what I'm saying? And just pay more because, and then I felt a certain attachment to the artist because I'm paying, not necessarily what I think is what it's worth, but it feels good for me to be able to, in my own selfish mind, I'm like, I'm rewarding this artist because I just think they're sick and I feel that they should just get more money. So I could just give them more money.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
HMV's
what it's worth.
Can't HMV...
Mango was putting his stuff on Bandcamp as well. I think he sells his merch on Bandcamp.
So can't HMV make a Bandcamp type thing where they have like a Spotify account, sort of, and you it pay has all the acts, but you have to, in order to listen to the artist and have that artist, mm-hmm. you have to pay to listen to that artist, and then you have yeah. access to that artist, or
they can do that if they want to.
Okay. It'd be nice. Obviously, then you can just go Spotify and not do that, but Bandcamp. The option of being able to do it would be nice. I think
it needs to be an option. That's a big part of it, especially yeah. because, in my opinion,
yeah,
music is magical.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Done correctly. Music is everything.
Done correctly.
When music is done correctly, music is one of the greatest creations of all time, non-stop, and nothing.
Beautiful. It's just
nothing can come along and beat that.
And I don't like
when it's the beginning of time.
Yeah, so that's why I hate the whole relative argument, because you go like, this is my guy. I'm in studio trying to be the best, bro. Like writing, not for someone to go and say, oh, so it's no, it's good because his music's relative. No, you're trying to be the best.
Yeah.
And in this, and that's the competitive edge within rap, I would say. But within music today, like Julie said, it's about everything outside of music. So the most important thing is not necessarily 3 minutes, 14 seconds. Mm. Like the most important thing is how you look on your gram, and have you made up a small little video that you can chop to put on TikTok so we can, like, there's no focus on, there's no focus even on artwork no more. Artwork is lazy. And I used to love artwork.
Wow. When I go on my streaming service now,
you just look
and
at
see the artwork that these are taking on their fucking phones, bro. It's pissing me off, man.
Niggas just got their face there, sitting down.
Pissing me off, bro. Yeah, when I look, Jammer used to run into the road for his Are You Dumb album covers.
Yeah.
He used to sit in the bathtub fully dressed. He had that Are You Dumb with the
crazy
the
bro
keyboard next to it. He stood next to an elephant.
Yeah.
Like, people were really thinking that, like, what am I gonna do for my artwork? Now people are just holding.
It's nothing. The artwork
at some point would have been something that you would have wanted to frame.
Yeah,
you would have wanted to have a piece of. It was.
You
art.
Remember sick artwork? Yeah, of course. You remember it? I remember Bob Marley artworks for on vinyl. Stevie Wonder, the orange. I remember.
Around with wearing the glasses. Yeah. Of course, you remember that, man.
Missy as well had some cold.
Missy had some dope really stuff. Bad. Marvin Gaye had dope.
Just quickly on the Bandcamp thing. Put this on the screen. Go to the top and search Manga.
Oh, shout out Manga, man. Same birthday, my brother.
Oh, yeah? Chucky, me and Chucky got the same birthday.
Yeah,
serious?
Yeah, July the 15th.
Me, Manga, and Princess Diana.
As you can see here, like all the music and that, and then merch, you can put your merch on there. And I think.
Go away, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, Manga!
All of those are sold out. Just go to one of those.
It's Christmas Day.
Go up.
Jesus' birthday is not Christmas Day.
Left. Like something that you can buy.
No.
What? Are you chatting shit?
Oh yeah, see look. See there you go. Spring. See with that, so you can pay £30, but you can pay more if you want though.
Yeah, that's dope. HMV should try and create this. I saw them bringing back their store. They're bringing back their store in Central London. They're closing down that massive candy store that probably was selling drugs, so well done. HMV's back now. Let's try and create something online similar to Bandcamp, just so, and I'm not saying everyone's going to go over there and it's going to work overnight, but the moment that you can show that music should be respected on a commercial standpoint, at least it changes the perspective of people, some people moving forward, because everybody moving forward right now believes a song is worth 99 pence.
That's what I'm saying. It's not even worth that anymore.
It's not even worth that. Yeah, for real. It's not even worth that. You're right. Sorry, it's not even worth that.
And that's why you have to give people the option. Because there's people that will sit and pay £7 for the Little Sims thing over the. So where's the option for us to pay more? We don't have one, which is why, like Chucky said, Bandcamp is good. But then you need more. HMV should definitely do. That'd be great.
HMV
and just make more experiences for music.
Mm-hmm.
More experiences for buying music. When is it Nicki's album that came out today?
Yeah, it came out today.
All that people can do is tweet. Oh, I love the album. Like, post a video of you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. What are the other options to go and enjoy the music?
But a Nicki fan wouldn't care any about it, any of them.
No, but okay, that's an example. But anyone, when an album comes out that you like it, the Georgia Smith album, I think, is fucking amazing. If she's not doing a show, what do I get to do? Just listen to it in my house. Like, can't I go to HMV and there's like a thing or buy the
bottle? I hear you. It's like,
there needs to be more ways to enjoy and give value to music. And there's places like HMV that can do that.
Are people even listening to music and enjoying it in their house anyway? Because people used to do that. Like, that used to be. I remember I just said to you, when we were just having a little moment dancing around or whatever, But, like, I remember coming back from my under 18 and my mum used to just be at home with a vinyl on or whatever, and she'd just be in the front room just dancing to her. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do people even do that?
People ain't happy. Of course not.
So people ain't happy.
Fam, now the people, my cousins, for example.
I feel like that's a small percentage of people that enjoy music to that degree
in their, now. Yeah,
because it maybe because of what you're saying is that it's so like that what she is playing, yeah. She had to go out and buy. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. She had to go and buy stuff to play this.
And when she was on her way home, she was gassed.
Yeah, can't wait now.
Looking forward to get inside the house to put it on to do whatever it is she needs to do that day.
But I'm scared that at that time, that was a polarized sound. So like commercially, that was a sound everyone was listening to. So therefore, we're going to enjoy music more. So like, for example, Tyler, for example, is a sound that this whole whatever she makes is, everyone loves that right now. So more people, when we get older, will be dancing to that song, for example. But hip-hop is a polarized sound and there's a lot of negativity in hip-hop. Not that I'm against it. I love all the fighting. But
fighting. The
way... Violence. But you know the way that you speak about someone coming home and enjoying the song? I don't imagine in years to come, someone that loved Heady One today, you're going to come home and see the 50-year-old person that used to enjoy Heady One when they were 21 just dancing. That time's not going to happen. So I just think it depends on what... So? It depends on what sound is polarized. If it's a sound that you feel that you can listen to at 50, 60 years old and you can mature with it, then by all means. But
you've taken it out of context a little bit, though.
No, I'm just saying right now in terms of...
My mum wasn't dancing to music that was old. She was dancing to the music that was happening in that time then.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, fair enough.
So she was enjoying that in that year.
Okay.
Mm. Not necessarily dancing to shit from the 60s.
And well, that's what my mum does, and I rate it. And I look at it, and I'm like, you know, it's just to me, though, that there was bare venues that enjoyed this type of sound, and people went out and enjoyed themselves. There's no cameras, so if you're going to that dance, you're going to enjoy yourself.
Right,
whereas now, there's too many ulterior motives for listening to music or being involved in music and so on and so forth. Yeah. So everybody under one ceiling probably has 155 different reasons for being there.
Yeah.
So it means that the musical experience as you get older won't be the same for our parents.
But Chucky, when's Jesus' birthday?
7th of January.
7th of January?
Ain't it the 12th of March?
Don't make me, because you know me, Chucky, I'm a blasphemous don.
Chucky,
you know?
When is Jesus' birthday?
The 13th of March.
Ain't it Christmas Day?
Yes, that's what I'm... But is this a trick question?
I don't know, because Poet just told me it's not Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Day. That's supposed to be his birthday,
that's
ain't it?
That's literally his birthday.
If we're born in spring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, yeah. It depends on where.
On where what?
He's East African. So, that they do their thing.
Oh!
But you're saying you don't believe in that one?
No, I'm saying... I don't like...
This is horrible. Your African brother...
Now I'm xenophobic.
Now you're sending for
I
East
don't
African
like...
Back. What don't you like?
When we're talking about something, it's obviously we're talking about the general
yes.
thing.
In here,
people like
in
like
England,
to bring
in westernized,
yeah, but
yeah,
yes.
Man, start hitting you with the Chinese version and that.
Yes,
we're trying to educate the people at home. What's wrong with that? East Africa.
Say, Happy New Year, say, oh, it's not New Year.
It's
not
New Year.
It's Chinese New
Year.
It's
in March.
Ah, give me a fucking break, man.
Yeah,
I'm with you, East Africa. You didn't. No one asked this question on the 25th of December.
Are you alright? You're the one that thinks Jesus was born in spring.
No, he was born in July 1st, with me. Manga.
Chucky, what celebrity
was
Jesus,
was,
Jesus
even, was Jesus even born?
This is what I'm saying.
I don't start me off.
Done.
Don't start me off.
You need to watch.
Don't start me off.
You need to watch James Samuel, Book of Clarence.
Well, what is it?
It's a film.
Why? Why have I got to watch it?
It's a film about Clarence.
Hmm.
And Jesus?
And Jesus is in it.
What about Passion of Christ?
I'm going to say something mad here.
Go on, say it. It's fine.
In that film,
yeah.
Does Jesus have a dad?
I'm just saying to you today.
Are we going to have this conversation or not?
If huh? Jesus was born today, is he on Jeremy Kyle?
Okay,
10
so
years ago?
It's set, the time, where it's, the
wow.
film is set in a time when.
This looks good.
It's very good. It's a
we're
very
looking at
good
it on the screen, by the way.
But it's set in, I can't remember the year that it's set
is
in, but
Jesus
basically
black?
It's set when Jesus is performing miracles. And he actually, funnily enough, I don't want to, no spoilers, but his mum's in it.
Jesus is black?
Jesus' mum is in the film.
This is crazy.
And
I
Jesus
might watch
is
this.
In the film as well. It's a really good film.
Is it better than Passion of Christ?
Why are you laughing? I'm serious.
I would love, I'll be honest with you, I'd love to have a chat with Mary.
Huh?
I'd love to have a chat with
I'm telling you, the film's brilliant.
Why does Jesus look like Alex Song?
I loved it. That's
wait,
not
is that
Jesus.
Jesus?
No, that's not Jesus. That's Clarence.
Oh, Clarence.
Oh.
Yeah.
So where's Jesus?
Exactly. You need to watch the film.
Is Jesus what?
Is Jesus in this?
Jesus is in the film.
Is he black?
It's set in the time of Jesus performing miracles.
This why can't hard. You answer the question? Is huh? Jesus black?
I don't want to tell you.
Why not?
Because you're going to watch it.
This Jesus, no. If this is this him here now?
I'm not telling you who Jesus is.
Is that Tiana Taylor?
Yeah, she's Mary. She
plays. I'm watching it.
I'm watching this.
She plays Mary.
She's Mary.
Yeah.
No, so then.
No, no, she's not. No, Mary Magdalene. Not
what?
The Virgin Mary. Not Jesus' mom.
So Mary Magdalene, what was she doing?
She, you see in the film. Basically, the reason why this film is so sick, yeah, is it's like watching, you know, like think of like Friday.
Yeah.
You know them films that are like set just in the hood on a random Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what this film is. So okay. It's like set just, but the, you're watching this. You're watching when Jesus was alive, performing miracles, and Clarence is there, and Mary Magdalene's alive. It's like being in Ends, but it's during biblical times. It's amazing.
Oh wait, it's not out yet.
No, January.
Oh, how did you see it?
Oh, I was
London Film Festival.
When was that?
I bought a ticket.
My mum loves film. Do you know festival,
anyone?
By the way.
Huh?
Do you know anyone there?
Yeah. Oh, I know the guy that made the film.
Oh, I know the people at Film Festival. I'll get you. BFI.
No, I bought a ticket. But I bought two tickets.
Well, good for you.
For this, and I bought two tickets for Kitchen. Daniel,
I'm seeing a black don who looks he's about to grow, have locks.
And that's James really Samuel. That's the director. Wait, that's so you lot will be on a podcast talking about something that no one can even see. That's so rude.
What's that? No, no, we tell
what
people.
What about if they're listening?
I tell them all the time.
Close their eyes.
I just told them. I said to them, I paint the picture.
Wow.
Okay. Just a quick serious conversation very quickly, and then we'll get into howlers. What's this Joey Barton thing? What's this about?
Stinker. Do you know what? I actually don't know. All I saw was someone say, how can you be... Someone was rating Joey Barton, but like, if you know what Joey Barton's on, you can't be rating Joey Barton, especially his brother anyway.
Okay, you're not going to have to fill me in because I don't know what is.
So happening. Joey Barton's a player that used to play, he started his career at Manchester City, progressed. I think one of the most famous things he done was he had a massive fight in 2012 on the pitch when Manchester City won the league for the first time, and it happened to be his former side. He was playing for QPR. So some of the things that we know Joey Barton for is his brother, Michael Barton, who killed a black man in a racial attack. Joey Barton's also been known to potentially be on the cuff of being a little bit like a, I don't like the colour of his skin. So therefore, as a group of people, we stay away from the characters such as Joey Barton. Very well articulated, but he is got a very sinister, nasty side. So that's Joey Barton.
Mm.
His Michael Barton and his cousin Paul Taylor were jailed in 2005 after the ICE attack. Yeah, on a long black man. Yeah, they attacked a black man. Racial thing. So that's what I know about Joey Barton and.
So why are we talking about him today?
Yeah, what's happened?
He said it's got something to do with his comments about women in football or women commenting about.
Oh, did he say he doesn't like female commentators in?
I don't usually do this, but I will open up the debate further about the need to remove women commentators and pundits from the men's game until such time. They need to improve and speed it up. The current standard of women working in the men's game is really, really poor, right across the board. The experience of watching men's football and journalistic standards of men's football have both been hugely compromised because of tokenism. He said the woke agenda needs to diversify and find equality is a validation of observation. I'm not sure like what he was trying to say there. But it must not come at the cost of professional standards. Highly qualified men cannot get a job on TV because underqualified women fill these quotas. Jeez. This is wrong. The best candidate should get the job. The most worthy person in the room should get recognition and reward. Is that so right wing? He also said. The amount of times in my professional life I've seen women compromise themselves in the men's game is ridiculous. I've actually lost cost. Female staff sending naked pictures to players, to having full-blown affairs and costing people marriages. You've had to experience it.
What the fuck is going on?
But he's just gone off on one.
So I think what he's saying is, when you take a look at the men's game, and listen, some of the things he's saying may possibly be true, but I think he's a bit lost. So what he's saying is, having women in the game commentating in football matches and so on and so forth in the men's game shouldn't be there, especially from the experiences in which he's had, where the way women are in the world of football is a little bit free and so on and so forth. I don't understand what point he's trying to make, really, because
it sounds like he's trying to say that
get women
are only being employed out of tokenism. and not because they are good enough to do that job. He does mention Laura, what's her name?
Nah, there was some. Laura Woodsy. Woods is good. Woodsy's good, bruv. Arsenal fan, shout out Woodsy, she's good.
What team do you support?
Me. I mean, I'm trying to not support him.
Who's Bianca Westwood?
I'm not quite sure who Bianca Westwood is.
He said Laura Woodsy and Bianca Westwood right won't come on the show. They are not brave enough. But I don't know. I mean, look, this isn't a football pod, but I just noticed bare people were saying, talk about this today, yeah? But like, I see Laura Woodsy doing an amazing job. Crazy. Not even just in football, but across all sports. Like, her knowledge on sport in general is just really, really good. Now, yeah, I'm sure that there are times in business where there are, like, there's box ticking stuff going on and whatnot. Like, and, you know, there are certain quotas that might need to be filled or whatever else, yeah. And maybe that is happening in football. But me, from what I've seen, I've seen poor commentary from both sides.
Yes.
I've seen it happen from men and I've seen it happen from women.
100.
I don't think that is, like, poor commentary is just a woman thing at all. I don't know if that's what he's trying to say, but the fact that he's saying remove women from men's sport is mental. Like, so a woman can't have eyes and a brain and have the capacity to have analysis or critical thinking on a sport that maybe they haven't. I don't know. I just think that's weird.
I think it's weird as well. Joey.
I think it's kind of weird. I don't know. I just think it's weird.
Joey should wake up. Women in the game, if we're being totally honest, at one point are just eye candy. So the fact that years later now, women in the game are Woodsy, for me, is good. It's progression. It shows that you can integrate women into the sport of football. Just the time that he's coming from is Kirsty Gallagher and all these other girls that are on television that are just there to look good. And I'm sure they would have had knowledge as well, but they were never given the opportunity. Or on Soccer AM, where they just have a nice girl come in, she does a little walk, and everyone's just talking about how pretty she is. Like, the game's evolving. Like, women are now talking about the actual game itself. And there are some women in the world of football that know what the hell they're speaking about more than some of the guys. Some of the guys, the commentary, Some of the guys are getting demoted to go in to do bloody Amazon because they're so bloody rubbish. So this sort of notion that women don't know what they're speaking about in football. No, people in general don't know what they're speaking about when it comes to football. We can't narrow it down to any one color, group, anything, bro. Loads of people.
What do you think about tokenism, though?
In a sense of, like, for example, when I go to work and I used to go to Copa 90, there was two black people in the office. I called them both token because I understand you're only here because we have to get you here.
I understand that whole. What do they call you in return?
They can't call me anything apart.
Why would you call them the token, though? Doesn't it feel like they? It's like that's like being weaponized towards them when they ain't even done nothing wrong. They just got
the character in the show that was called Token.
South Park, the one black guy. Like, it's just, it's not like. Like, we're not meant to be here, but we're here. We are the tokens. Like, let's not pretend that we're not.
That was crazy. They called that run a token, you know.
Society calls us token, and then the moment we see it out, all of a sudden it's.
But shouldn't we give the employees or the employers? Shouldn't we give them the name? Do you get what I mean?
No, but that's not what the word means.
Yeah. What, token?
Yeah.
Token is like...
They're not a token.
No, but tokens feels like... It feels like a negative. Like, if I walk in the room...
It is a negative. It is a negative.
Okay, wait. Oh, wait, no, wait. Let me say it better.
But it is what it is,
let me say this
better.
I know. I hear it. And I'm with you. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm saying this. If you walk in and you say, oh, so this is the token. Like, I feel... You get what I'm saying?
No, you don't say that.
If you go in and say to the employer, so what, you fucking... You get what I'm saying?
Why is he talking in that voice?
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Kind of.
Okay.
Poets should never have called any of the black people in their token. That's fucking mad that you did that.
100% sick.
We're not saying that it's not a negative that he called them that, but what we are saying is they are a token.
Yes.
Yes.
In that respect of them being the token black.
Yes.
Employees of that company.
And when I come in as the third black man,
I'm saying calling them that is.
Whoa, wait, Julie, let me paint a picture for you, baby girl. It was an office of 60 plus people. We walk in the office of 60 plus people. I am a red rose in a grass field. If I see two other red roses, I want to say hello, red roses. Because I want everyone to know.
Red Rose sounds nicer than token.
No, it does.
Do you know why? But you know what it is? I'm not saying red rose because you lot have put the tokens there and you think I can't see this. I'm letting everybody know this horrible operation and what it is. If it sounds horrible, it's what it is.
Can I add some constructive
And then they employed more black people and then guess what? There's no more token.
Can I apply some constructive criticism just in your, if you're in that situation again? Mm. You need to be inclusive of yourself. Because the way you told the story was that you was pointing out them as if they were separate to you. Like, you lot are tokens, but me, I'm like, whatever. Whereas if you were inclusive and said, oh, look at us tokens, and you're standing with your people, then it wouldn't have sounded so negative to Chucky, who was over there.
He's thinking, what's he?
Yeah,
thinking.
Julie, I come here every single week, darling. You're a little bit late. Most people know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, that's not my thing.
He's always got something to say.
Because my thing is,
he can't just say, I hear it.
No, I can't. Because that's not my character. That's not my character to come in and be
Julie,
like.
Julie, I hear you.
That's you lot's character.
Right.
That's not my character.
I just want you to know that you've been heard.
Listen, I heard me.
I'm letting you know, I'm walking in, I call you token. Look what's happening here. Token.
Oh, but I was listening to another podcast that I really like, actually. It's very good. Sorry. It is a bit better than this one. No, I'm joking. But they were saying that the turn is called Whilst the Kids Are Sleeping. The term tipping point. Do you know where that comes from?
What podcast is it?
I've got a book on that, actually. What podcast? I haven't read it yet.
It's called Whilst the Kids Are Sleeping. Do you know what tipping point is? Do you know where that comes from, that term? No. A tipping point was the amount of black people that white people could stomach in a neighborhood before they moved out.
Is it?
Yeah. So if it hit tipping point, it means we need to move out because too many black people have moved in. That's actually where that term comes from.
So it must have happened in Enfield, boy.
Crazy.
Because a bag of white people moved out.
But you know how mad that is? Because we use tipping point all the time.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that meant that.
Apparently that's where it comes from.
Boy, nah, shout out all the white people being racist, man. Joy Barton, your cousin, all of you lot, man.
So there's
who runs the world, you lot?
No afterthoughts?
Not Beyonce, huh?
What about that madman chatting shit?
Yeah.
No, I ain't got nothing on him.
Do you know what? He's consistently been a madman, so you just gotta eventually just go.
No, but you should have a platform.
What?
You should have a platform.
Bro, do you know what country you're in? You know you're in a country where.
What's his platform?
The Jews and all of that. He's a footballer, former Twitter. Footballer.
Huh?
You know all the Jews from your country.
He's on Twitter,
X, oh, that was all on Twitter that he was doing. Yeah, it's not a platform.
But it is a platform, though.
No.
It is, man. There's trains coming there, man.
He initially said it on. Was it
TalkSport
or something? Like a radio show.
Oh, was it?
But
so
Joey
yeah,
Barton.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't be employed by someone.
I don't think he is.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
If but Joey just... Barton is the voice of so much people.
Yeah, fuck them.
Do you know what it is? I'm just.
He is.
I just accept reality and I go, how do we defeat reality? I don't try and ignore reality because if he, at this age, is saying this and he's. Joey Barton's probably no older than 41. Like, that's bad, bro. That means, like we still have generations of people that think like this. Do I now believe that there's not a 20-year-old that thinks like that?
Of course.
Don't let this have a platform. If this is what's happening in life, I want to know. I don't want to get to Middlesbrough one day and then just all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, is this what it's like? Nah, let me see it now.
Hey, why is Middlesbrough holding corn?
I know.
They have to, man. Hartlepool first, now Middlesbrough. It's we'll get on to Norwich next. Shout out Els the Witch.
What was the thing we said we was going to talk about?
Okay, it's in your howlers, right?
What, Elizabeth Line? It was Elizabeth Line.
Baby girl.
Is it in your howlers? Yeah, let's go for howlers. But do you know what? I just want to say as well, big rest in peace to Benjamin Zephaniah as well.
Yes.
That was
not big. Yeah, man. I went and saw him at Earth. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
He did, again, I mean, big up Mumsy. Mumsy put me onto him, you know. She bought me his book when I had knee surgery. I had knee surgery, couldn't go nowhere in the summertime. Yeah. And she bought me his book. And I loved it. It was really informative. It was written really well. And I learned a lot about him. And then so we went to go and see him at Earth. And he put on like such a sick, like poetic performance. He actually died of the same thing that my stepdad died of as well, which was a brain tumor.
He's a legend,
super informant, but unfortunate. But yeah, big up to his family and him.
Listen, man, Benjamin, you share something with another great individual on planet Earth, who I love great, you know, very dearly, Skepta. They refuse. That's all I'm saying. A couple of you lot out here have got
George
BE.
The Poet as well.
George the Poet?
Yeah, George the Poet.
Refuse.
Yes, he's now part of the conglomerate of people that I love. People that refuse. We refuse these things, because I was trying to tell EA Sports, these people like Joey Barton, come on, man. They exist. So we would never bow before the Queen and be a part of the Empire when we know that Joey Barton exists. Shout out Skepta. Shout out Benjamin. Shout out George the Poet. Now part of it, my guys. And soon to be shout out Chucky. Because Chucky will refuse it as well.
Chucky, what do you think they give it to you for?
Oh, there's too much things. What a great man.
What do you think, though? His services to what?
The community.
Gyal. Panan bread.
There you go. That's what
see
I
my ting?
Panan
you know
bread.
My thing.
He said panan bread.
Yeah.
Do you know what? If we're going to refer to anyone as panan bread, let's start with Melissa Ford.
Well, what's going on?
Oh, gosh.
Wait, what?
What's going on?
We're talking about the Elizabeth line.
We were going to, but there's another person we're going to speak about. Let's leave the Elizabeth line. Let's jump in the forward focus and let's check Melissa out on Joe Budden's podcast.
That was nice. That was nice.
I don't like the things that she had to say. What is Poet speaking about? Now, there's a show with Cameron and Mace that's kicked off a sports show, and I absolutely love this sports show. Mm. The way they talk about sport makes me want to be interested in American sports until I actually watch the sport and realize
I'd rather just watch the show.
Yeah, it's all mad. Cameron and Mace, though, they spoke about going to a whorehouse back in 91, 92 or something like that. They spoke about it on their show, and then in Joe Budden's podcast, they spoke about what Cameron and Mace spoke about, and Melissa Ford then said there might have been underage girls in there. Now, the first thing I'm going to point out is the time that Cameron was there, he was 16. So guess what he was as well? Underage. So you've tried to throw him under the bus at a point and a time when New York is in disarray because of people like P. Diddy. So you've decided, Melissa Ford, hey, well, guess what? Cameron was there. He was 16. So if there was underage girls there that were 17, as you were quoting, if anything, they're the perpetrators.
Wait, hang about.
Wait, he's got notes, Chucky. Don't interrupt him. He's on the flow.
Thank you.
He was how old?
Chucky, shh.
Cameron was 16. So all I'm going to say, Melissa Ford, is because then you went out and apologised. Here's what Cameron thought of the apology.
Addressing it. But the reason I addressed it yesterday is because...
Let's take it back.
...about how me and Mace in the 90s, which I was talking about, the actual year I was talking about was 1992. We was in a whorehouse. And we was laughing, having fun. And we saying we was in the whorehouse. Mace, you know, Mace don't always give me permission to talk about our old stories because, you know, he's a man of God and he got other shit going on, but he remembers his past sometimes, so sometimes he let me talk. Anyway, I'm talking about this time we in the whorehouse and all that shit.
You said that.
You know, we slid a bitch, all this shit. Cool, whatever. I see a clip where on Joe Budden's podcast, where Melissa Ford is talking about, oh, it might have been underage girls in there. First of all, I only like older bitches. Second of all, it was 1992. We was underage. That's A and B. We wasn't supposed to be in there. We wasn't 18. I just turned motherfucking 16.
So, Melissa Ford, this is what you need to do. Before you start trying to throw people under a bus, which is dangerous, you could run them over.
Wow.
You have to get your facts correct. Because now you've opened the door for disrespect. They're talking about how you slept with Ice-T for 2 bags, and now all of a sudden your dirty laundry is coming out. So I just feel we have a responsibility here. If you're speaking about somebody that Joe Budden will know, they're all from New York, we make sure we get our facts correct. Because on the next podcast, you've apologized. No one in the pod supported what you said. And you've kind of made yourself look like an idiot. And I'm disappointed, Melissa, because I liked you up until the point you got onto Killer.
You know, I think it was like, it's like when you're podding a lot of the time, sometimes you're going to get things wrong. That's fair. I think it was just the allegation sounded mad.
Of course it sounded mad.
It sounds crazy.
But you know what sounds crazy
especially
to me as well?
Especially at a time where, anyway... Go on.
Yeah, come on. Puffy's doing crazy stuff as well. I just think what's crazy to me as well is we can say something here. It still needs to be approved by someone. It still needs to be edited by someone. It still needs to be put online by someone. So that whole process, and at no point we said cut it out, that's a joke to me as well. That doesn't feel right.
Joe said he did ask her.
Can I ask a question?
Of course you can.
Did you watch the podcast where she said it?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
I watched a bit of it and I cut it straight away because I was like, what is she doing?
Did you then watch everyone from responded. The beginning of her of that section to the end of the section?
No.
Okay. I did.
Yeah. Yes.
I think everybody needs to calm down.
But she apologised.
Let me explain.
Got you.
Melissa Ford said... Cameron and Mace need to read the room.
They did.
They need to understand right now with everything that's going on with the way people are talking about sexual abuse and sexual assault, be careful jumping out of your seat unprompted to tell stories about things that can be misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a time where we've seen Aziz Ansari woke up one morning and a girl said, we had a situation that was horrible and you're a mean person. And in his head, he thought he had an awkward date. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So she's saying, just bear in mind, people are walking from 10 years ago into present day and saying, this is what happened to me. And men are walking around going, I don't know what you're talking about. Or that didn't happen. Mm. Or actually, I'm going to pay you 30 million because I want this all to go away. So just be aware, you two, unprompted, telling a story about going to a whorehouse, maybe just not now, right? Just maybe not now. And to me, that's how I heard that. That's what she was saying in a room full of men who were like, quiet. They didn't say anything to back it or support it at that point before she said the next thing. For me, I think that is a valid thing to say. If you are a woman, if I had any male friends, I do have loads, and they were on a podcast saying, yeah, we went to a whorehouse and we ran a train on some girl. She sucked my dick, then she sucked his dick, and she... Why are you not... Right now, you think that now's the time to do that when they've got a statute of limitations that allows people to come forward and say, they raped me. Do you think this is the right time?
So can I
think that's a valid thing. I think that's a valid thing to say.
Yeah, no, but she's landed, but that's not...
No, because
she's messed herself up.
Hold on, no. That's a valid... That's a valid thing to say as a woman who is essentially trying to point out, yo, chill for a minute because you lot are too high profile to be talking about this right now. If that girl comes forward and says you three raped her, even if she's lying, there's a record of you lot laughing and giggling about making her suck every single one of your penises.
Now, pause there.
Hold on.
Come on.
She said that.
Mm-hmm.
The men in the room and the podcast have given whatever response they've given.
Yeah.
She has then elaborated and because they haven't really agreed with her at that moment. They didn't say, you know what, Mel, you're right. They should calm down. No one in the room said that.
Okay.
Her then further example or whatever that she gave after was, be aware, they're talking about a whorehouse and there could be underage women in there. So you lot pretending that what I'm saying is mad when I'm telling them to read the room, you need to think that there's so many opportunities in this scenario where it could go very wrong for them, like underage girls in a whorehouse, which happens. Then they said, Mel, why are you saying that's really bad? She didn't accuse them of having sex with underage girls. She didn't say, you lot, she didn't say, but guys out there, make sure you do
it. She threw out as a
warning, be conscious, guys, be smart, that this could happen. And right now you're looking crazy if this girl comes forward, because when they put in court, you lot laughing, like they've told that the lyrics are true and they did it. All they need is a video of you lot saying, yeah, she sucked all our dicks and blah, blah, blah. And you're looking crazy.
Can I pause now?
What is wrong with her saying that? My question to you, what is wrong with her giving a warning of that kind?
Now, back in four weeks ago, I spoke about the term Black King God, said by a man that we don't love too much today, but it was said by him.
We don't love him at all. I said,
I get it now. Chucky, and I didn't get it at one point, but then the way Giggs articulated it, fair enough. Now, if Melissa Ford said what you said, the way you said it, I'm all for it. But guess what, Julie? She didn't. She was cheeky. She was rude. She was trying to be evasive about it. She wasn't being what you are being. If she was you, I would never have run this Howler segment. And even when they brought up the fact that it's underage women and she's there smirking and smiling, if we're talking about the time and climate and how we've got to be a bit more careful, doesn't Melissa Ford count for that as well when you're laughing and smirking about it could be underage girls, only to find out Killer Cam was 16 years old? Let me tell you something, baby girl. That's a howler.
Can I say something?
An absolute howler. There's nothing anyone can say to convince me otherwise.
While we're here as well, yeah?
Stinks.
While we're here, do you know what? You see that voice note that Gig sent you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should remove my man and put that on the beginning of the song.
100%.
That's what you should do. Sorry.
100%.
Obviously, I'm not saying
the same. I didn't hear the voice and it played to me after.
100. Yes, it just made me realise that
But can I say, off the back of Poet, I hear you.
But
one thing people need to take into consideration.
That's what it was. It was
no disrespect to what you lot do, yeah? You're just chatting shit for 3 hours.
Absolutely.
Right?
Not me.
And when you're chatting shit with your friends, shooting the shit, whatever they call it, we can't hold people accountable to... I watched a video of you and you were sitting there smirking. You know, sometimes in the moment, you're not giving or doing or saying what, if you had time to reflect, you would.
Thing. Yeah, of course.
Because I know if she had time to reflect, she would have articulated herself properly. But you're just in the middle of a chat. You're just chatting shit.
Let me stop and go one more. Sorry, Chucky, I have to. Because this is irritating. Irritating. I said to you, didn't I say EA Sports? We filmed this. We review this. We edit this. We upload this. No, there is four processes where you can go, maybe we should stop this. You ignored every single one. So today, Melissa Ford, focus on yourself. You've had a howler. Yeah, it stinks and I don't like it. We're not finding out.
She's got an
Wait. Joe did say that he texted her and said,
do you want me to take it out? She's got to eat it. She made a mistake. Yeah. I'm sure she knows that. But what I have an issue with is people overlooking what is obviously happening. And going with what is fun to tweet about today, right?
Yeah.
They're overlooking what she was obviously saying and saying, you said this about Cameron, but she's obviously not saying you lot fucked young girls.
No, but
she's saying be conscious of what this could be in the future based on what's happening. Read the room. It's clear, like text a smart them. Person.
No, you're right.
A text smart them. Person knows that's what she said.
Yeah, but you're doing it online on Twitter. Like, man. You're a smart person, you wouldn't go on Twitter. Listen, if I saw my brethren doing that, do you know what I'm doing? Let me just text him blood clot. Okay. And then when I come here and you say it, Chucky will vouch for me. I'll just be quiet.
It's the world
I won't speak about it.
And that's what that was. You want people to use their common sense. I would like people to use their common sense.
But they don't. They don't. Which is one of the reasons why, for example, people would go on social media and go crazy at me and Taser for what happened at an event, which ultimately, when you actually think about it, it's not our fault. It's the venue. But people won't always use their common sense like that. And I can't always expect them to do that. Especially, you know what? You're right. Like, we will sit here for 2 hours and we will have a conversation usually where it's balanced between banter and then having a serious constructive conversation about something. What sometimes tends to happen is that I could come and say the most outlandish, jokey thing and then that becomes, oh my God, men talking about...
Yeah.
When in this same episode, I could have been talking about sickle cell, I could have been talking about all different types of stuff, but it's the world. It's just the game.
Yeah, it is the game. That's exactly what it is.
And if you're going to get involved...
Elizabeth Line!
I mean, I want to talk about it. I do want to talk about it, but there's other things that we could talk about.
No, I want to hear about this one because I love the Elizabeth Line.
Hey, I've got to go as well, you know.
Where are you going? All right.
Solicitors.
All right, I'll give you two more.
No.
Oh, okay.
We'll give the people what they want.
I wish you told me about
her. Elizabeth Line!
A power cut on the Elizabeth Line has... Sorry, let me start again. I do apologise. There was a power cut on the Elizabeth Line that left people stranded between Paddington and Acton Station. Now, I've been on the train. I've been stranded for like 5-10 minutes and you're a bit irritated. Try 2 hours.
That stinks.
That's a football match and extra time. The Elizabeth Line is younger than the Victoria Line. The Elizabeth Line is younger than the Piccadilly Line. The Elizabeth Line is younger than the time Declan Rice has spent at Arsenal. This can't happen now. This stinks.
Wait, when you say power cut, so they were stuck between the stations?
Yeah, for 2 hours.
Doors closed, just on the tube.
Two hours.
All they can do is walk down the carriage.
Yeah. People are pissing on the platform. They open the doors to piss
on the outside the thing.
Dick out
on lights on? Lights on or lights off? Lights on.
Wait a minute. Dick out.
You're moving crazy. Yes.
In the window.
Yeah, you're pissing for your trousers. No,
that's
you can hold a piss
crazy.
For 2 hours.
That is crazy.
No.
What,
2 hours?
Dick out on the train tracks.
You can hold a piss for 2 hours. But
no, you have to hold it.
Huh?
You have to hold
it's
that.
Well, they didn't know how long it was going to be there for, to be honest. But
I'm thinking about
a bit deep.
2 hours.
Between, huh?
2 hours.
Between Acton.
That's crazy. Dick out on the, so the door opens and dick out.
Yeah, but Chucky, no one can see technically, innit?
That's nuts. Literally. That's
crazy. No, but no one can see. If you need to piss that bad, it's not too bad. If you said they were pissing in the carriage, that's what's mad.
The doors lightly open a bit and you stick the dick through that bit. So what, can the doors open wide? Or does it only open a tiny bit?
What are you thinking that they might...
You can open a little bit. That's
crazy. I'm sorry, that just doesn't feel right to me.
Listen, did I explain what happened in the end?
No, they must have. They has to be compensated in some way. Right?
Oh, okay.
That's the way. And do you know what the funny thing is? See the Elizabeth Line? It's hard to slander it because it's so good and
it's
so convenient.
So amazing.
And you can get from one side of London to the other so rapidly.
Yeah, it's
but you
amazing.
See when something happens to it, it is mad.
Yeah, they're going to have to do some new PR in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but it's not worse than the time I was on a train and it hit a deer.
What? Oh.
Yeah. That was mad.
Deary me. Oh, that was rubbish.
That was good.
I like that one.
Yeah. No, I was, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. And we was in the middle of a field in pitch black.
It's a deer's fault, man.
How long for?
We were there for about 45 minutes. No power.
It's
no
long
heat,
when you, especially
no
when you don't
heating,
know how long. Yeah.
Nothing. We was just in the middle, there in silence in a field, random on the way to Leeds.
Look at Elizabeth, even in death, still messing up life. All right, the last one I'm gonna choose. What's my?
Wait, can you cut the camera so it looks like I'm not near him? Yeah.
Go on.
I don't want to be near. I don't want to be the girl that's in the back of the shop whilst the mad stuff's being said.
All right. Mad stuff being said is actually a good way way for us to move on to this next segment. Ooh. Because guys are always saying mad stuff, especially if they're under, I don't know, certain anesthetics because they've just woke up, they've been asleep for a little while. The question is, what are they saying to their missus, the woman that has decided to take out her time to support her man? It's a good woman. We like good women.
What?
We shouldn't put them down. Let's figure out what this guy is saying to his good woman after waking up off an accident.
Oh my gosh, what?
What?
Alright, pause it there because I want to put it through the microphone just so everyone at home can hear. Right, yeah, let's go.
So, a couple of days ago, the hair was great.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You heard me.
I think the medicine got you hallucinating or talking out your mind or something. Cause
I know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
You're just stupid. That's why I love you, because you stupid. You believe anything I say. I done cheated on you so many times.
So many times, huh? So let me ask you this. Right. Last night when you said you was going to work, where was you at?
I was at my baby mama's house. I got a baby on the way.
I don't have no... I'm not pregnant.
Anybody talking about you, stupid?
You should have saw him when he woke up properly. He couldn't believe the things he had shared. That's right. This young man woke up from some type of accident, medicine he had. His good woman beside him, supporting him. And he now tells her in a shiesty mask how much of an idiot she is. Personally, I feel like he was looking in the mirror. The real idiot is wearing the shiesty mask about to get kicked out by his missus because you look like the type of guy that probably lives with her. She doesn't seem like she lives with you.
What type of medicine is that?
Brother, I don't know, but women need to not find it because if they give it to me, I'm in problems.
This is real?
This is real.
That's a real video?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know, man.
Julie.
It's America, man. Every time.
Close America for 13 months.
Why?
Oh, I've been doing it every weekend, man.
Is there anything anyone needs to know about Julie? Anything? It could be something that you're doing, but more so, more than anything, a book that you read, song, anything. Like anything. Have you seen anything recently that people need to know about?
Oh my gosh. That's a nice question.
Anything.
Yeah, fucking the Squid Game challenge, mate.
Oh yeah, quality. Shit. I need to finish that. I'm on the last episode. Don't say a word.
So
that's
you're further
good
than me.
TV right there.
You're further than me, man.
That's good
on the
TV
last one.
Right there.
Episode 10.
You know they're doing the casting for the next one. Should we go on it?
I would definitely do that.
No, you lot wouldn't.
What?
I wouldn't last. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you what though.
Well,
I'll get past that fucking...
Which one?
The first one.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm out on that one. Because,
what?
Do you know what
you know
I
it's
heard?
45 minutes. You know they do, it's 45
yes.
minutes.
It's an hour, bro. So some people are there for, it's an hour.
That's
people are trying to sue.
Mad.
They were laying on the floor for time.
Do you know that?
When they stop.
When she says green light, red light, when you have to hold it, you're not holding it for 5 seconds.
You're holding it for like
45
minutes. Yeah.
Bro, do you know how long
I'll do that.
There for?
Mental.
But you know what? I want
That's
someone
crazy.
Who's been
be
on there on the pod. Because there was quite a few black British people that were on there.
There was.
Yeah.
The guy from Liverpool.
Yeah, if there's anyone, if any
yeah,
of you are watching.
The guy from Liverpool, he got kicked out.
The one that picked up the phone.
Him. Oh my God, him.
What's that?
He, the guy.
Get the
one
that picked up the
phone. Oh, yeah.
Get that guy in here.
Do you know I really want? I want 4-2-3. No, I want 4-3-2.
Who was it? Oh, what was that again?
The one that said, but I'm the one. Yeah. I want 4-3-2. Obviously,
the
American.
The light skin brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was. Wait, have you seen
when he got knocked out?
Yeah,
in Battleships,
he was pissed.
Barely was.
Right. And then what did he say?
Spoilers.
He said he goes to them.
You're not
oh, yeah.
spoilers.
It's been out for long enough now, man.
Jeez.
Come on.
He was like, listen, yeah, you lot. He goes, you lot weren't saying that shit to my face.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He was so salty.
Do you know the thing that I clocked that I really want everyone to really go back and watch? So you know when they were doing the licking the honeycomb.
Yeah.
Right. So the premise of that game was 4 people go. You got to decide which shape you're gonna cut.
Yeah.
If you don't decide, all 4 of you out of the
that
game.
Was so
next
funny.
4 people come through.
Yeah.
Watch it again, right? What happens is, all four of us have to decide. We don't decide, obviously, we all die. Every time it comes back to that scene when four new people come out, clock that on the second shape, there's a hole in the wall where someone, I think, has punched a hole in the wall.
Oh, serious?
Wow. Yeah.
See, watch you it again, details.
It's so, because obviously after they all die, because everyone's like, just go to the umbrella, go. And everyone's like, no, I'm not going or whatever. But then when they all die, it just cuts back to the main room, innit? So you don't see what happened to them four people.
Yeah, that's true.
But obviously three of them four people are fucking pissed.
Yeah, of course.
Because they didn't get to go through. So watch, there's a door. I was thinking as well,
there must have been moments where there was a sofa shot. Okay, I'm going to give another spoiler, by the way.
Go through them. Wait.
It's the marbles one.
The marbles episode's crazy.
So basically, remember it was the girl and the guy.
Oh, brother. I'm dead now, you know. I'm literally there right now.
You should have, the Don should be punched in his face.
The boy.
Yeah.
But if that was me, I'm going prison.
Yeah, he should be punched in his face.
Do you know what? I need to watch it because I'm there now.
The gaslighting in that show crazy. It's
ridiculous, bro.
Crazy. Exceptional.
Wait, should we do a separate episode and run it down?
I like that Squid Games thing.
To what?
We could just go through it all. I bet everyone would have seen it by now. I need to see the end anyway.
No, let me
see
the end. What's on time, by the way?
But I have to go.
Okay. All right, you don't have to go before we go. The one
that marble
you
thing,
see.
I hated that. I hated it.
But the girl held it down, though. The girl held it down. She held her own. She succumbed at the end, but it was okay because it was fine.
She won. Remember, she was like, okay,
oh, and then he said no, and then they both, yeah, yeah.
Remember, okay, yeah, do you know what? This is how she won. Let me tell you exactly how she won it. She won in bare different aspects. So, firstly,
have you seen it?
What's that?
This marble one.
I'm on it right now. I'm watching that episode. I'm watching the car.
So, basically, yeah, what ends up happening is she doesn't want to, like, they're trying to find a way that they can play the game in a fair way. In the end, she says, okay, we'll do it your way. Firstly, not only does she get her marble in
first,
she gets her marble in the closest. Mm-hmm. So when Bioman's got his in, there's no way that he could win. Yeah. Because even if you was judging it by who got theirs closest, she would have won. Yeah. He still would have lost.
What, episode 6, right?
I can't remember what episode it was.
I can't remember what episode it was.
Yeah, I'm there now.
I hate, honestly, that was the part I hated the most.
I have to show the camera quickly before we go, so I know I understand everyone's got to go. Thank you for that, Julie.
You care. For what? Oh, okay, yeah.
That feels right. Everyone, I sent it to EA Sports. Filthy Fellas are doing a Christmas party in Box Park, Croydon, 23rd. Make sure you get down there from 2:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. We will be watching the Arsenal-Liverpool game. Arsenal will be winning quite comfortably. you're done now. Shout out Jesus. He was born on the 2nd of July.
That's mad. That's crazy.
Huh? Is it free? The 2nd everyone, of July. Everyone's free. We don't do guest lists at our team, but all the drinks are on you lot.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah, Julie, love for coming through, yeah?
Thank you for having
me, much appreciated.
Guys. I love you.
Thanks for listening, everyone, yeah? Love.
If you did listen.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.